You know how we joke in the break room about how we can't go a week without a small town politician scandal? How it seems like only the most inept people are locally put into the highest positions of power? What if I told you we have three of those stories in one day?
Damn.
And that this morning, we have the opportunity to look at three small town judges who have resigned from their positions in disgrace and rank which one of these offenses are the most bothersome.
I'm excited.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So last week, Tommy, the mysterious Commission on Judicial Conduct met. Now, for those who are unaware, they are a group of judges that decides if politicians and judges did enough bad stuff to warrant being removed. Yeah. If you're an elected official in New York, most of the time you can't be removed without this council doing it. And we first learned about them all the way back when Judge Leticia Stasio locally got in trouble and we couldn't figure out how she kept getting to go to work. So this Commission on Judicial Conduct got together to hear the cases of three small town judges accused of inappropriate stuff. All of them decided to resign after the panel heard what they allegedly did.
So they all bailed. All right.
Yeah. Would you like to hear the three stories?
Yes.
Okay. The first judge comes from a town just east of us. And this judge was called in for jury duty.
He had to do jury.
He had to do jury duty.
All right.
He did not want to do jury duty, Tommy. Despite
he knows it sucks.
But that's despite the fact that it turns out state law allows a judge to serve on a jury. Mm. No problem. So in an effort to get out of jury duty,
what did he do?
He had a private conversation with the judge presiding over the case, and it turns out this conversation was recorded. What I am about to read you is an actual quote from a sitting judge.
Was it supposed to be recorded, or he went out of his way to record
it? I don't know, but it was recorded. Are you ready for the quote?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Trying to get out of jury duty, this judge said, quote, "I know everybody come in front of me. I know they are guilty. They wouldn't not be in front of me." That was a quote from a sitting judge trying to get out of jury duty.
Not great.
Everyone is guilty, says the judge.
Yeah.
How'd you like your case?
First thing you can say as a judge.
So after that came to light, the judge agreed to give up his position and never seek another one again.
All right.
All right, so that's judge one.
He's out.
All right, the second judge first lost his job a decade ago. Back in 2012, a strange scene inside a courtroom, the judge promised a friend he would, and I quote, "take care of a citation he was given for an expired registration." The only problem, that friend didn't show up for court. Can't dismiss it if the guy's not there. So the judge gave the ticket to a police officer that was already in the courtroom and instructed the police officer to impersonate his friend.
And the guy did it?
The police officer did it.
Why would he do that?
The judge then dismissed the ticket, quote, "in the interest of justice."
Man, that guy's in trouble too.
I don't know if that guy's in trouble. The judge told you to do it.
Yeah,
I don't know if you have to do what the judge tells you to do.
Okay.
I'd be put in a tough, even if you felt like it was wrong, it's like, well, I guess this is the thing that happens. I don't know.
All right, so the
he tells him to pretend to be my friend so I can dismiss
this
thing.
So we're doing fake court.
Yes, and again, this happened back in 2012. Now, because of this and the blowback it caused, he resigned on his own in 2013. But a new mayor was elected and put him back on the bench in 2016.
Oh.
And he's been serving there ever since. And this issue, because it takes forever,
finally
got to this judge's panel. And after they heard it, he agreed to step away and never seek a judgeship again.
All right.
That's story two. The final judge we're going to talk about, she comes from Steuben County. She was arrested after police say she was pulled over and charged with a DWI.
All right.
Okay. And she was facing a felony DWI on account of a 15-year-old child being in the back of the car while she was driving drunk.
So is that Leander's Law?
Leandra's Law. I don't know why you keep calling it Leander. Did you know a girl in Florida named Leander?
What do you think?
Leandra. So in November, she could have been charged with that.
Yeah.
But she pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor DWI instead.
Hmm.
She agreed to step down and permanently stay off the bench because of the DWI plea. All right. Tommy, these three stories are the most powerful people in the towns they live. The law! Doing things not becoming of their position. But they are very, very different in the reasons they are bothersome. I will ask you this.
Right.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If we were to rank these stories from most bothersome to least bothersome, guy who thinks everybody's guilty is a judge. Guy who tells cop, pretend to be my friend so I can dismiss a ticket. Judge who gets a DWI with a 15-year-old in the car. Which one most to least bothersome Tommy.
All right, so the first two actually affect your job, you being a judge.
Yes.
The third one is drinking and driving, but that doesn't affect the bench in the moment.
In the moment, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So for a judge to say everybody is guilty, to me, is the worst.
Okay, so that's one.
That's one.
All right, what's two?
Now you're talking drinking and driving with a teenager.
With a 15-year-old in the car.
Right. And then the other one was...
was, you pretend to be my friend and I'm going to dismiss this ticket.
Fake court.
Yep, fake court.
I think the way you presented them almost drops the way I would rank them.
So you are more bothered by...
the ones that are directly happening at work.
Because you're a judge.
Okay.
And you're being judged by other judges. So I'm thinking, like, out of the three, like, you tarnish the bench. And I'm thinking, as a fellow judge, I'm pissed off.
Okay, but
like, people drink and drive, which is terrible, too, with the kid and everything, but...
but couldn't
that's
that
outside
also,
the court.
But couldn't that also affect your job?
It could, but you know, that's not in the moment.
But how are you going to look at the cases that have to do with that moving forward? You know what I mean? Like, are you going to be more lenient on people, or are you going to be less lenient on people based on the fact that you've done it yourself?
Great
you
point.
Know?
I mean, that's a little bit of a reach.
I disagree. Mm-hmm. I think that when you go through stuff like this, I mean, you become a hypocrite.
I have that stricken from the record. I say...
how about at its most base level... your judgment in driving drunk with a teenager in the car. Your job is judgment. And you did not show great judgment drinking and driving with a teenager in the car.
Right.
But here's the thing. You are welcome to your opinion. So you're going to rank them.
As you presented them.
All right, everybody's guilty. Judge is the worst. Pretend court and real court is the second
you're
worst.
You're making a mockery of the court system.
You just wanted to say that because it's in like
it's
every
a mockery.
All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
A nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Yeah. How do you rank these inappropriate judges?
See, I'm kind of with Tommy on the first one.
Okay, so everybody's guilty.
I think the everybody's guilty thing, like, how am I ever going to trust that guy to actually fairly, you know, do his job?
You couldn't.
I think for me, the drinking and driving one definitely comes second, only because it's bad on two levels. Like I said, like it's a bad thing you did outside of your job that's also going to affect your job.
That's a great point.
In
great
my
point.
Opinion.
Okay.
And then the third one, it's bad, but I could see you saying, oh, I made a mistake, never do that again, and move on.
Which, by the way, he did it in 2012, got back on the bench in 2016. It is 9 years later.
Yeah.
And it took 9 years to get that guy taken off the bench. And that happened in Erie County. This wasn't like up in the North Country, right, with Jed in a yellow camo vest holding his shotgun, small town judge. That's Erie County.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, three separate judges over the weekend agreed to step down from their positions, small time town justices, and never seek another judgeship again after this mysterious commission on judicial conduct heard their cases and got them to agree to this. But we're trying to figure out which one is worse. You know, it is remarkable how we see over and over again these small town justices make up their own rules in their own heads.
Yeah.
Right? You can impersonate someone else in my courtroom. Just do it.
Yeah.
Everyone is guilty. Can I also go back to that real quick?
What's that?
That quote that I read you was an actual quote from the audio, according to the story.
Yeah.
This is a town justice. And look, I'm a dumb man. You're a dumb man.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, semi-smart, except for math.
Yeah.
This man is judging people in town. You ready? Quote.
Yeah.
I know everybody come in front of me. I know they are guilty.
I know everybody come in front of me.
I know everybody come in front of me. I know they are guilty. They wouldn't not be in front of me. That's the actual quote.
That's his English.
That it. Come on,
so
man.
Would that, so would
think
that,
it.
But he didn't know.
Potentially.
He was like, in public.
Would that potentially affect past cases for him?
Could.
So I always thought so, but no, we found with Leticia.
Or is it just a done deal?
Look, we found with Leticia Stasio, right? The judge all the way back. And for those who don't remember that story, just to catch you up real quick, she was pulled over for a drinking and driving charge, eventually convicted of something along those lines, and they wanted her removed from the bench, but she didn't want to go. And then she stopped showing up to work, but she still was collecting a paycheck.
Right.
And they were trying to get her out, but they couldn't do it, and it started to show that maybe she had some legitimate issues.
Yeah.
And... it took, what, 2 years to get her removed from this
least.
Mystery panel?
Yeah.
And they never, as far as I know, Kimmy, went back and looked at her cases, despite the fact that...
But you would have to prove... that's a little different because you would have to prove that she was drunk while she was judging that particular case. Her mind was clouded with alcohol.
I wasn't talking alcohol. I was talking like she had problems like with reasoning.
But again, you would have to prove that. This is his opinion about his own
good
how
point.
He does
straight
his
upset.
Job.
Good point.
So I would think if I had a case with that guy and I got screwed, I'm going, hey, man.
See what
he
you
just
do.
Admitted. He just rubber stamps guilty on everything.
I think
he got a shot.
I just don't know how easy it is to go back in based on a judge and get your case looked at. And again, it's a small
just thrown out.
It's a small town justice. I mean, the worst case he could have seen is a guy that was doing 100 and a 30. You know what I'm saying?
Or some kind of claim.
Exactly. Who knows? I mean, let's not forget there was that judge we talked about last year who allegedly pulled a gun on a man facing charges while sitting on a bench outside his courtroom, and that guy argued to the panel that he was right in doing so. I mean, all of these people. The men and the women had to have this panel force them to resign. None of them had the common sense to walk away from the job before someone else told them.
Oh, they're not going willingly.
But that's what I mean. Like, someone else had to tell them, innocent until proven guilty, can't pretend you're friend to somebody else, don't point a gun at people while you're wearing a judge's robe.
You got to force them out.
And I know that sounds funny, but it's also sad. Because you think if you live in Monroe County, you're not going to end up anywhere near these tiny, remote New York towns where this can affect you. But a reminder, if you are driving through these places.
That happened to me, man.
Yeah.
I had to go to Night Court in Dansville.
You got it. Which, one of the worst 80s sitcoms.
Lot of fun, yes.
But I'm saying, man, like Tommy said, you get arrested, pulled over, any trouble you get in, from a speeding ticket to someone claiming you did something wrong while you were there, you are put in front of these judges. And then for you, it does become a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge deal.
Fast talking city mouth.
It is just remarkable because, look, man, there are smart people in these towns. Of course, there are smart people in these towns, right? I know, like
they seem to hide them though. But yeah,
how do you always end up with these people?
Because these are people that want power. Like nobody wants these. You know, some people just want that power.
I guess, but
well,
like there's nobody. I'm sorry, Kimmy. There's nobody that feels like, you know what, I should do the right thing here. I kind of know what I'm doing, like for the sake of the community.
But they may go in that way and come out differently.
But is there nobody else that wants the job? Because like you said, some of these people have gotten the job not once, but twice.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. Like, I wonder what the average town justice race, like how many candidates there are in a small town.
They may go uncontested.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It's okay, that guy's the judge now. Because again, for those who don't know, to be a town justice, you don't need to be a lawyer.
No.
Unlike a judge here in Rochester, Monroe County, right? So, like, and that also makes sense. How many lawyers are living in these small towns?
Yeah.
And it would make you make more money practicing privately.
Yeah. I mean, most of these people are business owners, farmers. They got something going on.
I mean, the guy who we talked about, and I love this story every time this comes up. The judge who was arrested after he beat himself over the head with a toilet seat on the steps of the courthouse, this is a real story.
Yes.
And then claim that two men attacked him so
he could
get his hands on prescription medication. If I'm not mistaken,
the old crapper gang.
He worked as a landscaper at the cemetery.
Yeah. And he was a judge.
It was a judge, yeah. That was his job. Which, nothing wrong with that job.
No.
But, like, when you combine landscaper at the cemetery and fake toilet seat lit assault to get your hands on prescription drugs.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, we're talking about these three small town justices that agreed to be removed after their hearing was seen by the Commission on Judicial Conduct. One judge trying to get out of jury duty who was on tape caught saying he believes everyone in front of him is guilty. A second judge who all the way back in 2012 had a police officer impersonate his friend who didn't show up to court so he could, quote, take care of a citation in the interest of justice. And a third judge from Steuben County, she was arrested, charged with DWI. She was facing felony charges on account of a 15-year-old kid being in the back of the car. She pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor DWI. All three of them agreed to leave. All three of them decided to never seek another judgeship. Let's talk to Josh. Hey, Josh, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, Josh, what do you got?
Oh, I guess on the judges, I would pick the one that said that everybody feels me as the worst one.
Okay.
But other than that, when you guys started talking about speeding tickets in Steuben County, it reminded me I got one going through, I think it was Steuben or Wayne, somewhere in there. A cop tried to tell me that he saw, based on his eyes driving at me, that he could tell I was going 80 miles an hour in a 55.
Man, he's good.
No, I think that is legal, by the way. I remember having this discussion.
That's how they used to do it before the radar guns.
Yeah. Well, in order to get an accurate judge speed, you have to either be sitting or you'd have to be pacing them. You can't judge someone's speed driving at them.
Well,
you might be able to tell they're going fast, but you can't You can't sit there and tell me that you know I was going 80.
All right, Josh, now here's the thing. Josh, now we're an honest show, and I'm not here to persecute.
Wise-ass city boy, I hear.
Running his mouth out there in Steubenner, Wayne. I don't even know where I was. That's how fast I was going.
You was doing country 80.
Josh?
No, I was. If I was speeding, it was only maybe about
5 miles over. Step out of the car.
My fiance was staring at the GPS trying to guide me, so okay. I wasn't trying to do anything stupid.
Okay.
The cop came around the corner. We were out on one of the, I don't want to call it an expressway, but it's like a nice dual-lane road going through the woods.
Nice.
And the cop came around the corner driving at me while I was stupidly drinking out of a jug of milk. And then
can I time out real quick? Let me just time out real quick.
That part was dumb. Like, yeah, that was.
Well, no. It's not even the. Go ahead, Kimmy.
Milk, Josh. Your milk is your
road trip drink.
Got the mustache and everything.
It was very early in the morning. We were heading out to a vacation, so it was like kind of like breakfast.
Vacation drink.
No, I mean, here's the thing. Right. Here's the thing. Like, Josh, I feel your pain.
I'm not going to get past the milk thing.
I am the most bothered by milk out of a jug while driving a car.
I stupidly took a sip of, I was not thinking milk.
Yeah, I was waiting for Jack Daniels or something.
Oh, no.
You were doing 80.
Alcohol, period. But like it was like the last bit of the jug. I was just like, I'm not going to pour it in a cup. We got to go.
I'm taking my gallon of milk with me.
But yeah, he just so happened to come around the corner as I was drinking out of it.
Uh-huh.
And he went past me, immediately turned around and pulled up behind me and pulled me over.
Okay.
And I look at my fiance. I'm like, was I speeding? She's like, you were only going about like 2 or 3 over. You weren't doing anything crazy. You weren't even going 60.
All right. Well, Josh, did you end up just paying the ticket and being done with it?
Oh, absolutely not. I wasn't going to take that because he's up there. He's going to try and tell me that he got me at 80 miles an hour in a 55.
All right, we've had, look, I feel your pain, and I get that you're passionate about this. In fact, I feel like I'm hearing your entire defense when you walked into court that night. Josh, we've had you on for
three. I didn't have to go to court.
What's that?
I didn't have to go to court.
Why?
So I had called.
It was June, Dairy Month.
I don't know. I don't mean to say this as an ad, but I called a company called The Ticket Clinic, and they got a local representative to go to court for me, like a local attorney to go to court for me and get it all figured out. And at the end of it, you know, I took, in the process, I took a couple of safe driving tests online and whatnot, just to try and help make the process go along. At the end of it, I got a letter saying, hey, just go to the office over in that county, give them a check for $50. They dropped everything. We watched the body camera footage.
What did it cost to hire those guys, Josh?
What was that?
What did it cost to hire the ticket people you mentioned?
I paid, I think, around $300.
That's a lot of money. You could have just went, Josh. I mean, you could have loaded up the trunk.
The speeding ticket would have been about $250.
You could have loaded up the trunk with milk, taken the ride all the way back out there, been happy back and forth.
Well, because I've had a couple of tickets before.
I get it. You got to keep your license.
Perfect.
Okay, I understand. Josh,
he needs to go out for more milk.
I was trying to reduce the points because they were trying to slap me with
I get you. I got you, Josh. I gotta do anything else. But thank you for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Josh.
He all lost me after milk.
I'm sorry.
Milk swigging, Josh.
I know that was a lot there.
Yeah.
And normally we don't go long.
I don't know what I would do if I saw somebody with a full-on jug of milk chugging it mid-ride.
I'm going to be honest with you. Against my better judgment,
yeah.
I let that go.
I wanted to know what happened.
Well, I just wanted to know. I assumed milk would play into this again at the end of the story.
No.
Because his explanation was not satisfactory enough for me. Where do you even keep the jug of milk in the car?
Yeah, there's a cup holder for milk.
Yeah.
Does his fiance hold the milk for him?
But then it's going to get warm if she keeps it between her legs or something.
That's how he likes it.
Warm thigh milk?
Give me some more thigh milk, baby. We're running late.
He also said it was breakfast. Yeah, drinking milk
for
No, come on, guys.
Yeah. It was breakfast time. Oh, okay.
Your cereal, fine.
I usually spring for orange
juice. He's just drinking straight ass milk.
Yeah, I was. Okay.
Big milk.
Can I also, not to go down a milk rabbit hole here, when you go to the gas station, right? Because I've been traveling a lot with my daughter playing hockey, they have like a whole cooler case full of milks.
Yeah.
And some of them are flavored milks.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen anyone buy the milk from the gas station. Not like the gallon you'd bring home. I'm talking about like a single serve.
Yeah. Like milk. You could put it in a couple.
Who is that for?
I've always thought for kids, like little kids.
Wait, at the gas station?
Well, like you're on a trip with your kids and they want milk.
Okay.
Like chocolate milk or like that strawberry nasty looking milk.
Maybe you're right. I just assumed it would like there were truckers out there that were just like pounding milk.
Or like it would go with something.
Of all the trucking tunes
like
I ever heard.
Oreos.
Growing up in the South.
Yeah.
Milk never shows up.
Are you
a lot
sure?
of the amphetamines.
Okay.
Loneliness, alcoholism. I never heard 6 days on the road. I'm gonna go get me some milk tonight.
But I mean, they do sell like donuts and stuff, cookies. If you don't drink coffee, maybe you need milk to go with it.
Okay, all right.
Still, be weird to look down in my cup holder and see a
big old trucker milk.
Milk. And here's the thing. Don't get me wrong, dairy farmers, love you, love you to death.
I like milk. Like in my coffee and stuff, just straight up.
It's an additive.
Yeah. Additive. It's an additive.
It's not my go-to.
All right, now we got the phones lighting up. I feel like we've offended several milk people.
Milk. We got some milkers.
No, because like here's the thing. Like you'd have to be a milk person.
Yeah, you do.
To take an entire gallon of milk.
On the road with
you. On the road, because there was only a little bit left. I ain't got the time. And also, why would taking a swig out of a jug of milk make the cop look twice? It's a jug. No alcohol bottle looks anything close to a jug of milk.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't.
Maybe you want to check the date on the milk. I don't know.
Okay. Let's take a break.
All right.
This is the end.
This is it?
Look, anybody with a brain and a pair of eyes knew it was going to end.
It's over, baby.
But what's funny is not that it's over the way we all saw it coming.
Mm-hmm.
What's funny is how they told this guy it was over. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So as great as that Super Bowl was last night, watching Patrick Mahomes just to get a consistent ass-kicking for 60 minutes of football, the ultimate middle finger, Kimmy.
What's that?
Eagles backup quarterback Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
Not only getting in the game, was allowed to throw a pass in the Super Bowl, which I do feel bad for him. That's the only pass you're ever going to throw to Super Bowl, and you're 0-for-1 for the rest of your life.
Got to take a couple knees.
Yeah, it was fun. Good for him. But there was a major NFL story that kind of got pushed under the radar yesterday because of the Super Bowl.
What happened?
The New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers met to discuss his future. Now, for those who don't know, the Jets have a new general manager and a new head coach, former NFL defensive back Aaron Glenn.
Hmm.
And the Jets, in so many words, according to several reports, told Aaron Rodgers they are going to go in a different direction.
Oh, that's when you know you're really getting canned. Okay. But it's polite.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
we're moving on.
Yes. It looks as if Aaron Rodgers will be done in New York. In the 18 games he played, he won 6. A 333 winning percentage as the quarterback of the New York Jets, where he got whatever he wanted all the time. Okay. But here's the thing.
Go ahead.
It's the way they did it.
What'd they do?
So Aaron Rodgers, if I'm not mistaken, lives in California?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
He had to fly in from somewhere
to
have a face-to-face meeting.
Oh, so they flew him back to New York.
He flew to New Jersey to have a face-to-face meeting
that
with the new head coach for them to only tell him, "We're going in a different direction," which makes it could have been an email. This meeting could have been an email. And we're not talking about walking upstairs in your office to sit with your boss. You had to get on a plane, fly across the country, get in a car, drive to the facility, sit down, shake hands, do introductions because they're all new. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Would you like some water?
Now listen.
And you can take it with you.
I don't think we're going to need you anymore. Get your ass back on the plane.
Yeah.
And go back to California. God.
Yeah, I mean, I am surprised that Aaron Rodgers didn't just say, get ahead of it, knowing this was coming, and just say, you know what, I'm calling it quits. This is my retirement announcement. Because where is he going at this point?
Well, that's just it. The fact that he got on that plane and flew to New York lets me know he's not retiring. He wants to play.
Oh, I would think, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like that message, that didn't come, so you're right.
Okay, so
he's going to want to continue.
There are other reports this weekend that says he wants to continue to play, and when you talk about like where he ends up, I can't see a contender that wants to give him a shot.
So nobody's going to take him.
Well, no, someone will take
him. So. I mean, who's he going to start for?
Oakland? He needs a quarterback real bad.
So they're going to be Vegas soon? Right?
Yeah, they are in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Where have you? Hello.
But you said Oakland. You threw me.
Oh, you're right. I wrote down Oakland. I don't know. I love how I make fun of you, and I did it without even realizing. Excuse me. Vegas, the Raiders. Tennessee needs a quarterback. These are all teams that may not be sold on the guys that are in the draft, so you wait one more year.
And maybe, so he's just patchwork.
Yeah, you hope to catch. You got the Giants, too. He's already got his place in New Jersey.
The Giants would be the worst option for him, knowing what he just did to the Jets and their coaching staff. You think Brian Daboll wants to take that on?
He may not have a choice. I mean, look, if you...
I'm saying, like, as an organization, why do you want a guy in there that's going to come in and do that? Because you're not going to... At this point, you're not building around him. He's not going to last much longer.
Okay, I'm going to do some quick football talk.
I like the Giants.
Okay, so let's talk the Giants. Here's why that might make sense. Brian Daboll, former Bills offensive coordinator, who's the head coach out there, and Joe Shane, who was a general manager who worked in the front office under Brandon Bean here. They're not going to make it out of next year. And if I'm the Giants, the owner said this as much, he's running out of patience, I don't want to draft a quarterback because I don't want those guys making the decision on a future they won't be here for. So you let them sign Aaron Rodgers. If he catches lightning in a bottle, you get to keep coaching.
So
if not,
tank it again?
Well, not a tank, but if it doesn't work, I gave you a chance. You had a legendary quarterback. Clean break. We move forward.
Okay.
You.
And you get some. You'll probably get some more night games, some more primetime games because it's New York and it's Aaron Rodgers.
I think that people are sick of Aaron Rodgers, if you want my honest
opinion. Yeah, but it's still the New York Giants. I mean, they always seem to want these New York teams in prime time.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong about that.
I mean, if you put him in Tennessee, you're never going to see him. You put him in Vegas, you're never going to see him.
Vegas, maybe only because you got the Brady-Rodgers connection. Brady's a minority owner now. I don't know if you heard on every story ever.
He's doing pretty good, yeah.
So the best-case scenario for him, and it would be a long shot, though, Kimmy, Pittsburgh.
I don't know.
Both the QBs they had this season, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, they only were on contracts for one year in Pennsylvania. They could, in theory... Let both walk, sign Rodgers at a steep discount. I mean, I don't know if the Steelers would want to do that. They were a very well-run organization.
That's what I mean. I don't know. See that happening. But crazier things have happened.
All right.
So here's the thing.
What's that?
With 252-WCMF, 252-9263, with reports that Aaron Rodgers was flown to New Jersey only to be told to his face by the new coaching staff that they will not want him next year.
Aaron Rodgers also seems picky about where he lives.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I feel like he thinks like he's kind of, like, he's got that celebrity factor.
Oh, he
now.
Wants a coast city?
Yeah.
New York,
I
LA?
I think he does.
Hollywood?
Like, I think he wants to be in, like, a bigger city at this point, you know?
Okay, but you may not have a choice. And Vegas is, is Vegas a big enough city?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Or Oakland?
I don't know where he stands on things anymore, so I
yeah, he's completely weird. I can see him being that rich guy that sleeps on couches. Like, somebody's couch.
Yeah, I get
week.
What you're saying. Like,
he just doesn't leave.
Hunter S. Thompson, but with an arm.
Yeah.
So I'm torn here.
Why?
On one hand, I was really hoping the Jets were going to give Aaron Rodgers one more season, right?
Because you wanted to see him completely burned.
No, I really think he was coming into his own towards the end of the season, Tommy. Yeah. I mean, past the point that I'm a petty Bills fan that loves watching this happen over and over and over again. You forget the money and the draft capital that the Jets gave to acquire Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
It was a ton. The fact that they are cutting bait like this is a massive indictment on what Aaron Rodgers is. But on the other hand, if it ends like this, it's hilarious. Because maybe the most arrogant, obnoxious, know-nothing, know-it-all in NFL history just got served a massive piece of humble pie.
And, you know, the Bills had a big hand in this.
How so?
They crushed him in that opening game. And they ruined that season. They never got on track. So you could almost put that on the Bills' taking him out, and they never got on their feet.
It was over before it even started.
But see, that's what sucks, though. And that was
opening day.
Yeah, it was opening night.
Yep.
But that's the one thing that sucks about this story, is you're under the assumption that if he doesn't tear his ACL...
Well, you'll never know.
Okay, but here's... ACL, his Achilles, that he plays well next season. Yeah. I'm telling you, he wouldn't have.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't have worked. It had nothing to do with his ability and everything to do with the way he treats people around him.
So he's nuts. And he's mean.
Yes. I mean, look, his offensive coordinator, failure. All his receivers they brought in, failure. Devontae Adams is going to change it, failure.
Yeah.
Fire the head coach, failure. Failure, 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 failure. And then he goes, whoa, 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 whoa. He's the Mike Mulay of NFL quarterbacks. Whoa, 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 whoa. Because, like, I love the way this ended. It makes me feel so warm inside. But I want to see him keep playing because I'm enjoying the car
ride. I wouldn't mind seeing him retire or become a talking head.
No, you don't want that.
Yeah, you do. He's nuts.
Who's hiring him?
I don't know if
podcast idiot.
Oh, he has one of those already.
No, but I could see him. I could see him still being interviewed and stuff. I mean, he is a huge name.
It gets to a point where people just get sick of your shtick.
Yeah,
I mean, you know this.
He's not going to like playing by the rules. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, and those guys, when they're in, when they do those pregame, postgame shows, like they do have to stick to a certain standard, right? And I don't think that's something he would be cool with.
I mean, she's not wrong.
He could take over Jeopardy.
No, I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah. No, how about if he creates his own Jeopardy?
Oh.
Aaron Jeopardy.
We'll have to work on the name.
Tonight on Aaron Jeopardy.
We got Instagram messages coming in. We're talking about where Aaron Rodgers could land now that there were reports that the Jets flew him in face-to-face with the new coaching staff only to tell him, get the hell out.
Mm.
Anthony writes us. He won't go to Vegas because he wants to canter Adams. I'm assuming he meant Devontae Adams, and it autocorrected.
Mm.
The wide receiver to go with him, and Adams wanted out of Vegas to go with Rodgers. I don't think they have the ability as a team to be like, well, you get both of us or none of us. You saw what we did in New York.
Yes.
You saw us completely burn that franchise to the ground. Mm. If you want that, you got to take both of us, man. And I do wonder.
What's that?
And I ask this question out loud because, there are NFL legends that ended their careers in other cities that you forget about. For example, Joe Namath finished as an LA Ram, but you never remember that.
No.
Johnny Unitas finished as a Charger.
Okay.
You never remember that, right? Jerry Rice, bunch of different towns, same with Emmitt Smith. And I guess the idea was you remember the greatness over the failure.
Yeah.
But I think you can also make the argument that back in that day, there wasn't a ton of footage of those guys playing for those teams, which is why he kind of forgot.
Okay.
Whereas in today's day and age, him showing up with the Jets was so hyped, and he said so much stuff, and he was in the news all the time, that this may be the first NFL legend that is remembered more for his failure at the end than he was for his greatness when he played in his prime.
So you won't think of him as a Packer, but more as a Jet.
I mean, I will only because I'm a Bills fan. What I'm curious about is outside of Western New York, how he's remembered. Is it multiple MVPs in a Super Bowl ring, or is it burnt New York City to the ground?
Saying crazy stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Usually the crazy wins out.
Yeah, because it could continue. You know what I mean? So.
Because that's what you're walking out on.
Yeah. And there's.
It'll be the crazy.
Okay. I can get behind that.
I mean, Brett Favre, same way. Too. When I think of Brett Favre, I don't even think about him winning a Super Bowl.
Well, he went wild and crazy.
Right, but for a while. And he did it as a Jet, too. And he was sitting in his hotel room doing all that stuff?
Yep. With that woman that eventually became a legitimate reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And then, everything with the Mississippi and the welfare funds for his daughter's volleyball team.
Yeah, I never think of him as a Packer anymore.
Yeah. They getting confronted by former Jet Mark Gastineau for giving Michael Strahan.
That was so funny.
You know how when guys wrap up their career and they become a little humble. They thank people along the way for doing stuff for them, and they'll tell these stories about the good times and the bad. Who does Aaron Rodgers thank?
Well, here's the thing, though. He had several guys that were willing to come with him to New York, right? Devontae Adams did it. Alan Lazard did it.
Yeah.
He's offensive coordinator. Nathaniel Hackett did it. So maybe he is liked amongst a certain segment of the
But does that humbleness show up at the end?
No, Kimmy, if there's one thing we can count on with Aaron Rodgers, humility.
All right.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.